Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how Goddess replaces the shame bucket. First, let's talk about what shame is. Shame is the experience of feeling like there's something wrong with you. That's different from guilt. With guilt, you feel bad about an action you took. Shame is a feeling of self-disgust, and it just continues. When I'm talking about the shame bucket, I'm talking about what was created when you were very young and is within you. I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, other people filled your shame bucket. When you were young, a lot of times you might have heard, oh, why aren't you like your brother? Or, how come you can't be like that neighborhood boy? Or, what's the matter with you? The problem is, we start to really look around and try to find things that are wrong with us. And by being a human being, you will find something. Some people suggest that your parents started the shame bucket and filled that, and then teachers filled your shame bucket, and then later, your employer may have filled your shame bucket. And then, on top of all that, you may be putting shame in your own bucket, too. And now for the second insight. You can shrink your shame bucket. First, we need to look at ways we can empty that shame bucket. Witches have a head start on emptying their shame bucket, because witches don't believe that they were born with original sin, or born flawed, and deserving of punishment. You can also empty your shame bucket by realizing your mistakes and making amends to those you may have wronged. You can also make commitments to do better, and as you're doing better, you're dumping out shame from your bucket. So the idea is then to switch to a smaller bucket, metaphorically speaking. Recently, I had an experience with a cyst. And with a cyst, you know how to heal it by taking a hot compress and putting it on the cyst several times a day. That action creates blood flow that goes to the cyst so that your body can heal it from the inside. I think about this as it applies to shame. We can make the shame shrink in size when we focus on how Goddess looks at us. This leads us into the third insight. Let Goddess's compassion replace the shame bucket. In Doreen Valiente's The Charge of the Goddess, she writes in the voice of the goddess. Here is an excerpt. Therefore, let there be beauty and strength, power and compassion, honor and humility, mirth and reverence within you. If we look at the excerpt, we notice all the qualities that she has we can have within ourselves as well. The goddess and God have put divinity in us, so look for compassion within you. Compassion can replace shame. You can try going into meditation and asking the goddess to lighten your burden of the shame and guilt that you may feel. Maybe she can help you even erase some of that guilt and shame. You can ask the goddess to take out some of that shame and replace it with her love and blessings and compassion. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, other people filled your shame bucket. Insight number 2, you can shrink your shame bucket. And number 3, let goddess's compassion replace the shame bucket. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.